Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Jay. To better assist you on locating an account, may I get your zip code, please?
10954.
Thank you for that. And the name on the account?
Cecilia Reynolds, Cecilia.
Thank you for that. Give me 1 second while I try and locate that account. And you said the zip code is 10954?
Yes.
Yeah, I believe I've located the account for security purposes. Could you please verify the address?
11 Edsel Ave, Nanuet, New York.
Thank you for that. Now, I do show where it looks like the account for the product with us prior for the Omax Omega 3 Ultra Pure. I'm showing that it looks like that account was closed with a previous representative back on the 22nd of January, so that there wouldn't be any future shipments.
Yeah, we just have a lot of the pills, and I'm noticing they used to be soft, the pill. And I opened up this one box and they're like rock hard. Does that mean they're bad or?
No, sir. I'm not showing that that would be the case with that product, because you can even reference which it should have a use by date on there as well, which could also.
Yeah, the use by date is still good.
Yes, sir.
But can I return these and get a few different boxes? Because the previous capsules were soft and you could squish them. These are rock hard.
Let me double check with a supervisor to make sure that there wasn't any issue with product that had been sent out with other customers stating that, sir. Hold on.
Okay.
I do apologize about the wait, sir. I'm just waiting for them to message me back.
Sure.
And yes, sir, I'm just still waiting for them us back. They're checking in to see if there have been any other reported issues or instances of there being issues with that product quality, sir.
Okay.
Okay, yes, sir. I do apologize about the wait. My supervisor did just let me know that the reason for the consistency change in the pills is because they did have a slight reformulation of the product between some of the bottles, which was why some of them with that prior had been that old formulation where it was just a retweak of that mix that they have for the product. So with them being a little bit
it's not
harder.
The product, it's the capsule that's hard.
Yes, sir, the capsule, that's what I'm referencing. There wouldn't be any issues with that, sir.
Okay.
Which is why I just wanted to double check to make sure, because if that was something that was going on, that would have been something that they would have heard other issues from other customers about, because that is quite a popular product and
yeah.
With them, and they haven't had or heard any other customers have issues with that. You're basically the first one, and that's why she was able to let me know that it might have just been because of the reformulation of the product that had happened between bottle shipments.
Okay. What's the refund policy on unopened boxes?
Now, with the product that you have received from us, because I'm showing that last shipment had shipped out in August. It looks like of 2020 at this time, because I'm showing that it actually had a 30-day from receipt of the product for returns. They wouldn't be eligible for returns, sir.
Yeah, okay. You said 2020 was the last shipment? But you just told me she canceled.
Yes, sir. I'm showing that the account had been put on hold and then called in to update the card. They called the customer to update the card and asked to cancel because didn't wish to continue, it looks like, on the 21st of January.
Of January?
Yes, sir.
Of this January?
Of last year.
Okay. All right. All right, man. Thanks for your help. Bye.